This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's ozone season is around the corner, but CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports that RTD's free fares won't be coming back this summer.
State legislators couldn't find enough money this session to fund another round of free summer fares for RTD. But the agency is looking to extend its popular program that allows kids to ride for free. Meanwhile, other transit agencies like Mountain Metro in Colorado Springs say they intend to bring back free ozone season rides. The ozone programs are popular with agencies and riders, but there's little evidence they reduce driving enough to really bring down ozone levels. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Graduates in mental health fields often face financial barriers to starting a career, and that's contributing to a shortage in workers. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
One study shows more than half of graduates with master's degrees in a mental health field like social work or adolescent counseling give up before getting a license. Securing the necessary supervised clinical hours for that license can cost candidates thousands of dollars. C. Blank, who has a double master's degree in divinity and social work, grew up in a low-income household.
I was not expecting a financial barrier for literally every single step.
But Blank is now part of a new collaborative between MSU Denver and Kaiser Permanente. It helps participants get clinical hours and pay for expensive books and licensure materials. The $4.2 million program hopes to serve more than 100 prospective licensed counselors in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Highway officials hope to reopen a bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir for 4th of July weekend. The bridge on U.S. Highway 50 has been closed since mid-April after a crack was found in the steel structure. CDOT leaders say four critical repairs could allow limited traffic on the bridge. CDOT says the plan is weather-dependent. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.